business and finance time, and it's a bit of a mixed bag at the moment with some good economic news around today and not necessarily all good economic news, particularly maybe tomorrow. Matt Dunkley joins us. He's a national business editor at the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age. Hello.
Thrilled to be here. Hello.
So today we have found out that Australia's first current account surplus since, 1975?
First in my lifetime. Patricia,
that's very.
I'm going to do the disservice of asking you to compare notes on that.
No, I can tell you first in my lifetime too.
There we go.
With confidence.
And you're dead right. Everything's very complicated. It's good, it's bad, it's choppy, and it's up and it's down. But in a very simple sense, the good news, what went well, was iron ore. We've been digging up a very large amount of it for quite a long time. But what really happened to turbocharge everything was the price went absolutely nuts in the last 6 months or so. That is a sad causal bottom to that, and that's that there was a disaster in Brazil, basically halted that country's export of iron ore, which meant that with demand remaining the same and us holding all the supply, the price for iron ore went through the roof. That was very good for our import dollars. On the other side, though, so when you consider that this is a surplus or deficit, right? That's what we're exporting was the iron ore. What we're importing, so all the stuff that you and I and all the other consumers are spending our money on, that went down. So the two things pulled in the right directions and we ended up with a surplus. But it's very much a good news, bad news story because the iron ore exports, great, lots of money, huge dividends from the likes of BHP and Fortescue in the last month. That's been great for shareholders. But the other side of it was there's another clear sign that consumers are not really spending money in the way that perhaps a lot of people would like them to.
Big time, because we've got those tax cuts in the system. The government was hoping that you'd see the dividends of that in sort of retail figures, but we haven't.
No, retail trade figures are out this morning. Actually went backwards a little bit, which was surprising. A lot of the retailers who reported their results recently, your JB Hi-Fis and so on, they said that July was pretty good, actually. They felt that they'd started to see some spending, definitely called out the tax cuts a lot. Jerry Harvey was out and about this morning being his usual colourful self and saying that, yeah, he had seen it too. But it was the results from the retail trade were patchy. Again, it's nothing simple and clear cut. Food was down. So perhaps we are going to Harvey Norman and replacing the washing machine if we have to. But instead of then continuing going to the restaurant, we're not. The hands are staying in your pockets and we're getting some leftovers out of the fridge. So it's very much not a straightforward picture. And that's what the RBA was sitting down to look at today, right? So again, the RBA sat still. No one really expects them to stay still.
No.
They talk about risks in their language tilted to the downside. They see wages are too flat still. They really want to see some buzz there. They see businesses afraid to invest because of all the craziness of the world. So the markets are saying no rate cut today, but almost certainly one by November, almost definitely.
Just, we've only got a minute left till the news, but
sure.
Tomorrow's national accounts figures are out and they're tipped not to be great, right?
Yeah, not to be great. Expectations have bounced around. Yesterday, everybody was running around with their hair on fire saying, oh, it could be a negative number. Then we had some other data out today, the trade surplus, the retail trade. There's a couple of big pieces still to come, but most people think that number will be somewhere about 0.4 for the quarter, which means maybe 1.2, 1.3 for the year. To put that in context, Treasury's sort of accepted wisdom on where the economy should be when it's running nicely is about growth at about 3%. So we're running at somewhere between a third and a half of where the boffins at Treasury would really like us to be. So that's not very encouraging.
It'll be fascinating to hear the Treasurer respond to that too. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Lovely to be here.
Matt Dunkley is the National Business Editor at the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age.